This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You're listening to the Capricorn Experience, a show that is about you and for you, the only mid-morning show that matters. Now, the Masingita Mall 4-in-1 Marathon returns for its highly anticipated third year. It's bigger, it's bolder, and proudly recognized as a Comrades Marathon Qualifier, which is a big deal, right? And to talk to us about it, I'm joined on the line by Masingita Mall Strategic Brand Relations Manager, Ms. Ntwana Nomdaka. Good morning and welcome to the Capricorn Experience. How are you doing?
Marvin, how are you, Shikani?
I am great, thank you. Now, let's talk about this amazing marathon. Tell us a little bit about it. What is the Masingita Mall 4-in-1 Marathon?
So the Masingita Mall 4-in-1 Marathon is an annual event that takes place in Giani. It's Masingita Mall where we bring the people together, the communities come together to have a great time while we are also raising health and wellness for all people around the area and also for people who are from outside of the Limpopo region as well.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about how the community and the economy is impacted. But first, tell us a bit about, if there have been any memorable or unexpected moments over the years.
So I'll tell you this, Kipani. I think the turnout or the outcome of this marathon has been quite unexpected in a positive way, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, from first year to second year building up to where we're now headed towards our third annual one, we've been getting a lot of positive feedback from the running fraternity of the community,
okay.
Even from the people and the businesses, the local businesses around the areas.
Mm.
We've been getting a lot of support that we didn't even anticipate for, as well as big national brands that we've partnered with, the likes of the Coca-Cola, the Hollywood, and the MTN. So I think it's a small baby still calling, but the attention and the support that it's been getting is really positive.
Sure. You speak about these partnerships. Maybe can we expand a little bit on that?
Okay. So in terms of the partnerships, like I said, we've got national and local. So one of the reasons why we actually had this race and wanted to incorporate a brand outside of ourselves is that we also wanted to give the likes of small brands or local brands a platform where they could showcase their products and their service offerings within that platform and also get the equal exposure as we are a local organization in Giani.
Yeah.
And we're quite known for, who doesn't know Masingita and Giani? So being a big entity around the area or one of the biggest developers in the area, it was always befitting that we use this activity as much as it sounds like fun, but also try to empower the locals from the service providers that we've used in terms of the shirts, procuring the shirts, but also the water points that are going to be manned on that day. It's all locals.
Mm.
And for us, we also wanted to, on a national level, wanted to branch out of what we are known for, retail and property development, and just collaborate with other brands outside of.
It sounds like the impact to the community as well as the economy of the community and surrounding areas is going to be quite big. Why did you guys find it so important to have such an impact through this marathon?
So, like I said, Sekani, Masingita Mall lies in the heart of Giani, and the biggest shopping center in Giani. That so is a regional shopping center.
Yeah.
So we are looking at trying to empower, and from that, the shopping center has owned has employed locals, and has also employed people from the surrounding villages and areas in Giani. So now we can't unfortunately employ everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking at ways on entrepreneurs, are not on the map and want to get out there or want to have their profile as reference of working with big brands or other brands outside of the other small brands within their reach. So that's why we looked at it and said, look, what else can we do? Try and, be that extra push to those local SMEs. So we're getting a lot of positive feedback from SMEs that are saying, look, we want to partner with you. We want to be a part of the race. So they're either taking up water points, they're going to be sharing their branding material or any other marketing material that they have on race day and even during the activation, the building up to the race.
So how has the marathon grown or changed since its inception?
First year, we started with 500 target participation. and 500 the first year turned into 650 because of the demand. Mm-hmm. And we needed to cap it at 650 because from the point we just couldn't accommodate more. Mm-hmm. Second year, we looked at 1,000. We reached 1,000 to 1,002. And again, we're still getting the demand and we couldn't, which is why this year we decided to leave a bit of room and said 1,600. So again, I say, I mean, when you look at races as well, it takes years for them to grow. And as babies, as you are in the fraternity or in the running fraternity, I think we're doing fairly well. We are targeting 1.6 this year, and registrations are still open. So we are very hopeful that we will reach the mark and probably be exceeded.
Yeah. So how do you then ensure the safety of the runners and the spectators as well as the volunteers?
So we're working with the local staff department, as well as the Mopani municipality, and they're assisting us in facilitating that from traffic officials to ambulances, EMS, on the day of the race, and having marshals that are going to be also assisting on the road. So in terms of safety and security, which is why we also changed our route. Last year, our route for the 42 kilometers was a mall to mall, which started in the physical crossing in Malamia, to be honest. But from a safety and security point for our runners, we realized that that was not going to work this year because we picked up on minor incidents that took place last year. Mm-hmm. So this year, the route has changed to be keeping it within Giani. It's from Giani more, like we can also stand on the route so that we were able to manage that for our runners.
So for those who would like to be a part of this marathon, how do they register for the race?
So if you are in Makata Crossing, you can come to Central Management to register manually. If you are in Masindika Crossing in Malamulele, you can come through and find Saturdays there's someone that's there to register manually. If you're at Masindika Mall, every day, Monday to Saturday, you can come register at entrance 5. Alternatively, for those who are unable to come to our shopping centers, you go on to www.peacetiming.co.za. And you use the next Masindika Mall 4-in-1, which is on the 13th of September. And you can electronically register yourself on this.
Thank you so much for taking time, having this chat with me. I appreciate your time, Masebe.
I am, Masebe. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say that.
I waited for the good stuff first. Thank you so much, Sebenwa Mina. Have yourself a lovely day.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, man, there you have it. Yeah, I'll tell the story a bit later. But yeah, man, I'm wondering. I mean, they keep on increasing the number because it's in such high and great demand, right? And that is the one thing that as an inactive person, I always look at and say, but how? Why? And I shouldn't be this surprised or this shocked because it's a good thing. People are now starting to take their health very, very seriously, are starting to be active, are starting to be on the move. That is a beautiful thing. But why marathons? I think the question is not why they're being active. It's why marathons? So what do you think it is about marathons that has people traveling all over the country to participate? And if you are a runner, please, if you're a runner and you are in the building, please come through and share with us what it is about marathons and running that has you traveling all over wanting to be a part of them. Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.